On New Year's Eve, hello everybody and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis. And if it's 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live. If you have a question or if there's something you'd like to talk about, well, we'd love to hear from you right now on this New Year's Eve edition at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. It's hard to believe that we're at the end of 2018.
Yes,
I mean,
indeed.
Gosh, it just seemed like yesterday it started. I heard a news commentator, sports commentator, this morning saying that he felt like 2018 lasted 42 months. Well, that wasn't the case for me at all.
Me
this
either.
Thing just flew by, just absolutely flew by. And we're about to roll over the calendar, and a new year is starting.
Yeah.
And I know many people out there are looking to this new year. They're looking forward to it. They have high hopes. They want 2019 to be better than 2018 and all of those sort of things. And oftentimes you get to the very last day of a year like we are today, and you look back and you get very disappointed because you didn't meet your goals. You know, things didn't work out the way you thought they would and that sort of thing. And I want us to take a different look on this last day of the year. I want us to look at Jesus Christ. I want us to see that he is always new, that he is, as Ravi Zacharias said, the perpetual novelty. You never get tired of Jesus. You never get bored with Jesus. As Lamentations says, his mercies are new every morning. And Richard is going to read that for us in just a minute. But I want to start out with a couple of verses. One, 2 Corinthians 5:17. And this is one of those verses we all should memorize and really rest in and live out each and every day. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. The new has come. So in Christ, we're new. We're new creations. And that newness never wears off. The old is gone. And that's passed away. Well, that's just the nature of the world. The world, those things in the world, it passes away, it decays, it gets old. We get bored with those things of the world, but not with Jesus. He is always new, and we're always new in him.
Yeah.
I mean, we could be brand new Christians. We could be seasoned veterans as far as life in Christ is concerned, but we're still new creations. And that is great. And here's what that means. So we do not lose heart, though our outer nature is wasting away. Certainly these bodies are aging and decaying. We all experience that. But here's the good news. Our inner nature is being renewed day by day. Well, why is that so? Because Christ is joined to our inner nature. Christ has become one with us in spirit. And he is always new. Like I said, we're never going to get tired of him. We're never going to get bored with Jesus. As soon as we think we know all about his love, he just overwhelms us with more of it. And we see it's higher and it's deeper and it's wider than we could ever have dreamed and imagined.
It's called lavishing.
And that's exactly right. Yeah. And that's what Jesus just constantly does. And we see that in the Old Testament as well, as I reference that verse in Lamentations.
Yeah, if any of you have ever read Lamentations, you'll remember words like wormwood and gall.
It's just
that's what Lamentations is all about. But then Jeremiah says this, but this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
So for us as believers in Christ, we don't have to look to a calendar change to hope for something different, to hope for something new. We already have something new in Jesus. And it's something that we get to experience every single day of our lives. So as we leave 2018 and move into 2019, I want us to do so with these passages on our minds and in our hearts. The fact that we are new creations, the old is gone, the new has come. In Christ, we're always new. And because Christ is alive living in us, our inner spirit, our inner nature is going to always be being renewed by Jesus Christ himself. So that's our hope. He is our hope of glory. And then every day he just showers, lavishes us with his love. They're new every single morning.
Yes.
That is just the blessing of being in Christ Jesus. That's the blessing of being new in him. That truly is the blessing of the gospel for each and every one of us.
And that's the blessing that we share with you here at Basic Gospel every day, friends. And if you're hearing the broadcast at roughly 5 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live. We want to hear from you. The toll-free number, 844-322-2742, is good in the U.S. and Canada. Again, 844-322-2742. Well, friends, we have only a few hours remaining before the midnight tax year deadline for 2018 giving. We still hope for about $35,000 to reach our year-end need by midnight tonight. And Bob and Richard, I think that's very doable. What do you guys say?
Well, I know God can raise that.
Oh, yeah.
That is not beyond his capabilities or his desires for Basic Gospel.
Yeah.
I know he wants us to finish this year strong and to take advantage of new opportunities in 2019 to reach more people with this good news of Jesus Christ. And in the last week or so, it's just been an outpouring of generosity, and we're so grateful for that. And that outpouring of generosity has put us this close to meeting our year-end target. So we still need about $35,000 to come in by midnight tonight. Now, the easiest and quickest way to make a contribution is to go to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Click the donate button. Mm-hmm. So you can do that all the way up to midnight tonight. If you would rather write a check, you can do so. Just make sure it's postmarked December 31st. And I think the post office is going to stay open pretty late. So if you're out for dinner and doing some early celebration of the new year and forget, and it's still before 12, you can still write that check and get it to a post office. And just as long as it's postmarked by December 31st, it will be a 2018 contribution. And I know many of you out there are looking for year-end tax deductions, and you've met with your financial people and that sort of thing. And we just pray that you will remember and think of Basic Gospel and help us meet this $35,000 money so that we can reach our year-end target.
Yeah, I think it's very doable, guys. And friends, thank you. There's so many of you have already stepped up, and we so much appreciate, so deeply appreciate what you've done. And so we look forward to hearing from more of you by midnight, before midnight tonight. Well, guys, we had this call come into Basic Gospel off hours. Let's listen.
Hey, I have a question. I was wondering, how do we know that God is real, and if we have any proof or anything, and if the cross that they hung Jesus on, did they find the cross, or did it have blood on it still, or anything like that? I just have a lot of questions, and I ain't going to ask too much. Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, we love questions like that, and I think curiosity is one of the things that God uses in people to really open up their eyes to see that he truly is real. And as far as his question is concerned, Romans chapter 1 really spells that out for us. It says in verse 19 of chapter 1, "For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so that they are without excuse." So we can just look around us. We can just look at how this world kind of operates and how human life operates. And we can see clearly that there's something behind it, that this isn't just a random universe. It just didn't happen by happenstance. That there was an intelligent designer behind all that we see. And I think that's very clear. And then if you know that, if you see that and recognize that, and you say, Lord, I want to know you. I want to know what you're like. I want to know what makes you tick. then he's going to reveal himself to you in a more personal way in the person of Jesus Christ. That's why Christ came. He came to make the Father known to us. And as we come to faith in Jesus Christ, then we experience life. We're given new life in him. And that eternal life is knowing God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son. So we start with just observation. We just look around us. This year, my youngest daughter gave birth to our grandson, Kai. And just that experience, the experience of giving birth, you look at that and say, only a God could yeah. come up with that means of reproducing and that sort of thing. And you just see his handiwork everywhere you look. And so if you just open up your eyes, I think you're going to see these invisible attributes, his divine nature, his power just all around you. And if that pushes you and nudges you to say, hey, I want to get to know this God, then he's going to reveal himself to us in the person of Jesus Christ. So that's where we start. Richard, any thoughts on that?
Well, I just build a little bit on that. When Jesus was talking to his disciples once, Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father. And Jesus said, have I been with you so long and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. So why do we push people to look at Jesus, to fix their eyes on Jesus? Because if you look at Jesus, the Father will be revealed to you. You can get these hints from nature, but so many of us are confused by all of the claims, the false claims of so-called science. If you will let those false claims just sit there on the table, look at the world, really look at the world, and then look at Jesus, the Father just explodes into your vision.
Yes.
It can't be any other way.
Absolutely.
That's
so you also ask about the cross and if we found that cross, was there blood? And no. Absolutely. What we have is the story that's been preserved for us. And as I said, we know that Jesus was a historical figure. We know that he actually lived. There's too much evidence to say otherwise. So then you have to look at his claims. What did he say about himself? And those claims are staggering. They're astonishing. They're just stunning. And he's claiming to be God in human flesh. And then as you look at those, you really come to grips with he's either a liar, he's either an imposter, a crazy man, or he's proclaiming truth about himself. And if he's proclaiming truth about himself, then I'm going to trust him as the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, as the one who took away my sins so that I could have life everlasting.
Absolutely. Well, again, it's Basic Gospel about 13 past the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time. If you're hearing it at that time, it's the live broadcast. We want to hear from you quickly. 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go and talk to our good friend Laban in Independence, Kansas. Hi, Laban.
Good afternoon and happy new year to y'all.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, and to you as well.
Say, I there are not very many things I would call to disagree on, but you mentioned earlier that the easiest way to give is go online. An easier one, especially if you're a procrastinator like me, is put it on a monthly recurring payment and just praise the Lord each month when you get your bill or whatever.
Bank statement, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, but I hadn't heard you mention that lately or before, but I thought I'd mention that to your listeners.
Well, Laban,
put it on a monthly recurring thing and praise the Lord.
Well, Laban, you said it better than we could.
That's right.
As one who does that, we appreciate it. And as far as we're concerned, We would like to have all of our donors do a monthly recurring gift. Mm-hmm. The giving cycle fluctuates, but the bills don't. Sure. The expenses are pretty stable month in and month out. So to have more and more people like you, Laban, giving every single month, monthly partners who really make up the heart and soul of Basic Gospel Nation. We just couldn't be more grateful to you, and we certainly are asking for more and more people like you. So,
absolutely,
Laban,
no.
Thank you so much for.
Thank you.
It's really
thank
easy. Go ahead.
I still work. I still work normally till 3:30. I have today off, and so I rarely call in, but. I binge listen on the app, you know.
I love it. I love it.
Catch up.
Yeah.
If I don't catch you online, on iHeartRadio. Love you guys.
Well, thank you, Laban. Love you, too. And thank you for being a monthly partner and for being, like I said, just the backbone of Basic Gospel Nation. We certainly appreciate you, my friend.
Indeed, well, that monthly partnership is very easy to set up. Again, you go to basicgospel.net, go to the donate button, and when you fill out the form, there is an option there to set that up as a monthly donation. You can set it up for as often as you want to set it up, but a recurring donation is very, very easy to do.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And thank you for making it easy. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Laban, and Happy New Year, my friend.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, and you too.
As we said earlier, we are hoping to see our need of about $35,000 come in before midnight tonight. And, friends, it's a very doable thing if everyone steps up like you have before. Now, we've talked about it, all the reasons that it's important for Basic Gospel to be on the air and online every day, and we so deeply appreciate all of you who have supported this ministry through 2018. Right now, we need your support to make sure that we go into 2019 with the funding necessary to keep the good news of Jesus Christ going forward. Now, even though the tax year deadline is midnight, it's getting very late to make a donation by phone. You can still do that probably for a while longer. If you're hearing the live broadcast at just after 3:15 p.m., you're hearing the live broadcast, and we'll be manning the phones here for just a short while longer. But once Billy and Michelle close the switchboard today, a donation by phone cannot be entered until the office opens on January 2nd. So important that you get that in.
Before
that. So the surest way is to make your donation before midnight, before the deadline. That's to click donate at basicgospel.net or basicgospel.net/Canada or the Basic Gospel app or through PayPal. Any of these three ways will ensure your gift gets credited before midnight, and we hope to hear from you. Well, guys, some of the questions that we receive by email are just so good and so deep, good in a way that we can minister into a life. And this is from our friend Jose, who wrote to us, and he said, "I've been trying to work for God's love, and I'm still hurting inside. I'm focused on behavior. I'm scared of him, and I don't know why. I'm afraid to be myself, afraid of what music to listen to and what shows to watch. I'm paralyzed with fear. I love Jesus. I pray he still loves me."
Well, that's a great question, and it's a sad question, and it's sad that that's not just an isolated story.
Right,
I think that's a story that's repeated all across this country and really all around the world. And the fact of the matter is, we come into this world scared to death of God. Why? Because we're sinners by nature. And we know sin needs to be punished, and that the wages of sin is death. Mm. So I don't want to get close to God if I know punishment is what he's going to bring to me.
Kill me.
That's right. But that's our fear talking. That's sin talking. That's not truth that is talking to us. That's not the good news of Jesus Christ that's talking to us. So we need to silence that fear and say, hey, I'm not going to listen to that. I want to listen to something that's outside of me. And what's outside of me is this gospel of Jesus Christ. And what the gospel declares is that God so loved us that he sent Jesus Christ so that we would not perish but have everlasting life. And so those words, the loves us, starts to strike a chord of hope in our hearts. And we say, Lord, teach us more. And so we learn that in sending Jesus, he sent Jesus to take away our sins, to take our punishment for us. So the very thing that we're afraid of has been transferred to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He took the punishment for our sins. And then he was buried, and then he was raised back to life. And it's through faith in him that we can receive the forgiveness that he provided. And not only that, receive Jesus, receive his very life into ours. And then as we do, we start to grow in our knowledge of Christ. Well, what are we going to grow in? Well, God is love. So we're going to learn more and more about his great love for us. And as we grow in our understanding of the love of God, we're going to see that love actually punching fear right in the face.
Yeah,
it's just what it does. That's what John said in his first letter, that the perfect love of God cast out all fear. Why? Because fear has to do with punishment. Now, the other thing that seems to be ringing true with Jose's question is that he's being fed a lot of information, religious information, that doesn't line up with the Word of God.
Yeah.
So he's worried about what music to listen to. Well, why would you be worried about what music to listen to unless somebody's telling you, you better not listen to this, mm-hmm. or God's going to be mad at you, and you better listen to this so God can be pleased with you? Well, that's not true. It's just not true. He's pleased with you because you're in Christ, and because Christ is in you, because you have trusted Jesus. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. The gospel message came. You believed that gospel message. You put your faith in Jesus Christ, and that pleases God. And so you're in Christ. You're exactly where God wants you to be. Now that you're in Christ, then you can start making decisions. And this new identity in Christ, it's like when I came to Christ, I'd gone to school at Georgia and was a part of a fraternity, and I would go to parties and this and that and the other. And when it really came to fruition as my understanding of my identity in Christ, I would go back to some of those places and I thought, I don't fit here. I don't belong here anymore. Why? It's not because God was saying, you dirty, rotten person, you better get out of there. He was just saying to me, hey, you're a child of God. You're one of mine. I didn't save you for this, and you just didn't fit in anymore. And so when you start realizing that, you start making some decisions. So you need to let the Spirit of God feed you truth, to really reveal to you who you are, the depths of what it means to be a new creation. And as you learn that, you're going to start making some decisions. Not because it's going to raise you up the ladder of God's love or make you more acceptable in his sight. It's just because it just doesn't fit anymore. Yeah. So whatever you're listening to, let the Word of God judge that. And if it doesn't align up with what the gospel of grace is all about, discard it. Mm-hmm. And just allow this gospel of grace to do its work inside of you, and you're not going to have to worry so much about all those other things.
Absolutely. Well, friends, if you have a question overnight, over the holiday tomorrow, drop us give us an email at bob@basicgospel.net or call 844-322-2742 and leave a voicemail. Well, friends, the midnight tax year deadline is only a few hours away, and we so deeply appreciate all of you who have stepped up so far in this particular year to support this ministry and the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, we need to raise about $35,000 more by midnight tonight to meet the need to pay all the expenses of reaching people with the love and grace of God. Now, that sounds like a lot of money for any one person, but we are many, and that $35,000 need is very doable when everyone does their part. So we need your help, friends. The surest way to make your donation before midnight, the tax year deadline, click donate at basicgospel.net or basicgospel.net/Canada. You can also use the Basic Gospel app or PayPal. That will ensure your gift is credited before midnight tonight.
If you donate by postal service mail, you'll find our street address on the website at basicgospel.net. And may the Lord richly bless and multiply your gift through Basic Gospel. So, friends, that's it for 2018. So, for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and all this great ministry team, I'm Bob Davis. Happy New Year, everybody.